So you are all holding up, and you should be congratulated on that, given the state of the world that you are dealing with. So focus on yourself, continue to do that, and on your own growth. And we are going to say something that we believe you know, but in times like this, it is a very difficult thing to hold. And that is the ultimate, what do you call your card? The ultimate ace is held by the universe. Whatever you see with all of this, it is a higher power that is actually in charge. So when you can move up above the chaos to the place where the power really exists, there is a kind of rest for you when you are able to do that. And that is quite a wonderful thing, to know what is actually true and not to get caught in, shall we say, it sounds strange, but smaller wheels. If you have ever been in a situation where you ran into something which we know that you all really do not like, which is pettiness, and let us say in a work situation or a school situation, someone decides that for the next event, the tablecloths are going to be orchid, and they hang on to that. And they will not relent, and they are going to have power over everyone who is helping to plan something or to move something along. They do not really have power. And the decision that, of course, and we all know about this, that you have to make is you have to decide whether the orchid tablecloths are worth a war. If you feel that they are, then certainly do that and take the control back. But it is so wise in any given situation to look at the thing that is really important. What is the thing that really moves something? What is the thing that actually has impact on other things and other people? And for those things, of course you put your energy into it. But if you could have all of the energy back that you have wasted on the color of the napkins in one form or another, if you understand what we are saying, you would have a great deal of energy. Because when someone steps up and says, I will have power, and you can step back and realize that they want power over tablecloths, then why would you waste your energy? But when someone says, this is the way we are going to do this thing, and you can see the tentacles that go out from that impact other things very badly, then that is the place where you enter. But we want to say this one thing too. Do not enter with the idea of convincing that person that there is a better way or a way that is good for everyone, because they have locked in on, I have no power in my life, and so this is where I am going to have power. And when that means you must go around them or over them, or you must gather in your companions and who are listening and say, here is the way we must go. This is the way that will work, and then move forward. Now, will they be happy? No. But as soon as someone has a lock on the kind of the way they want power, then unless something important is happening, leave it alone. Leave it alone. And you will find this, we are making a very small statement here, of course, about something that can be much larger than this. But there are people who lock into power, but have absolutely no idea how to use it for the greater good. They are locked into it with their ego and with their need to be right. And when you are looking at that, there is no place to make an argument. There is simply no point in making an argument. So this lesson can apply in many, many ways. And we would like you to think about it. And we will take this time and speak a bit about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Breathe in your own spirit and exhale the world. Feel a wind blow, and feel that wind blow by your body. And let that wind shake and restructure the energy that you're carrying so that it is lighter and stronger and more truly you. And see that in front of you, there is a diamond shape crystal. And see how beautiful it is and how large it is. And know that it carries healing and wisdom. And watch the beautiful crystal open. And see that there is a place inside of the crystal for you. Although you will never be trapped in it, it simply opens its energy to you, like a flower opens. And step into the crystal and open the crown. And allow yourself to receive wisdom. And feel wisdom flow down through your body and touch all the chakra centers. And see this crystal produce the green of deep healing for you. And open your crown. And feel the deep green of healing flow down through your body, touching every center, healing your thoughts, your ability to receive, your ability to communicate first with yourself and then with others. Let the green flow into your heart to heal your pain, to heal your frustration. And let the green flow into your solar plexus. And let the green in your solar plexus displace all the emotions that come from the challenges of the world you live in. Feel all of those emotions leaving your body. And feel the green flow into your second center to heal you of judgment, to heal you of shame, and feel the second center heal. And feel the green energy flow down through your body and into your root. And let that energy heal anything that might have prevented you from creating your own life in the pattern that is like you. And see it reforming and reshaping. And let that healing energy flow through your whole body, moving through your trunk, through your arms, through your legs, through your feet, so that you are immersed in healing. And breathe that energy which the crystal has given you. Now see that the crystal is giving you love. Open the crown. Allow every aspect of yourself to be loved. And feel the rose energy flow down through your body, gentling your thoughts, comforting your upset, supporting the things that you are doing in the world, which you are here to do. Let the love fill your arms and your hands. Fill your trunk. Fill your heart. Fill your legs and your feet. And breathe in the love. Hold it everywhere. And let the crystal give you the golden light of the universe. And feel that light flow into your crown, making you able to receive, into your third eye, making you able to intuit, into your throat, making you able to speak as the universe would have you speak. Feel the golden light flow into your heart. And feel that light connect you with the power that is above the storm, the power that is above everything, that loves you, supports you, cares for you. And feel that golden light flow into the solar plexus to make your ability to feel what is good and to release what is not, to strengthen that capacity. Feel the golden light flow into the second center and let it restore its natural purpose, which is to wash away anything that comes into your thoughts or your life or your mind that is not good for you. Any actions that are not healthy for you. Feel that second center. Wash that away. Feel the golden light flow into your root and make a protective shape. A shape that takes care of what you are creating, that makes you strong in what you know about who you are and what you want to do. And feel the golden light spread past your body so that you are walking in a field of gold. And look into the crystal and see that in that crystal, a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. and feel yourself become light and full and loved. And begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.